You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. An event has been taking place here at the RNIB building in Grimaldi building, of course, which focuses on volunteering and meeting of multiple CEOs as part of the Shaping the Future with Volunteering group. Joining me now are the co-chairs of this group, Catherine Johnston, who is the CEO of the Royal Voluntary Service, and Andrew Lennox, Chief Executive Officer at Guide Dogs. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Andrew, can you tell us what is the purpose of the Shaping the Future with Volunteering group?
So it's effectively some of the largest charities in the UK coming together to figure out how can we, in this kind of post-COVID world, really engage with everybody who's out there in the UK to get them to work for a better society in many respects. How can we get them to engage in different things that are happening out in the community through initiatives such as the Big Help Out, and to bring their skills, not just sort of as fundraisers, but actually to bring their skills to bear and help us create a much better offering to the people that we're here to serve as part of our commitment as charities.
Catherine, can we come to you now? Can you tell us, you know, what sort of topics have been discussed at the event today with all the other CEOs who are members of the group?
We've been talking about volunteering for all, and we've been looking at how we can work better together and with other charities who are outside of the membership of Shaping to look at accessibility. You know, how can we make sure that people with lived disability experience or a condition, a long-term health condition, can actually find ways of volunteering their talent and be welcomed in exactly the same way as perhaps somebody in their peer age group who isn't living with a disability. We covered all sorts of aspects of that. We've got some work that we've done together over the last year to look at how we get our own organisations much better readied, you know, prepared, so that actually people find it much easier to step forward and volunteer within our own charities. We've also worked with other expert agencies to look at tech, AI, digital enablement. You know, how do you design? We're in the RNIB Grimaldi building, as you've just said. And part of the reason for having this meeting here was so that we could see the amazing way in which the building had been designed from the beginning to be able to welcome, you know, lots of people with disabilities or lived experience of a disability.
Andrew, can we get a little reflection from yourself, or Catherine will come to you after, as to, you know, how the event went and anything that the Shaping the Future with Volunteering group will do differently as a result of what was discussed today?
So I'm going to take the second part of that question first, because I think a lot of it is about awareness about what could we be doing? So for many charities, perhaps who are not within a disability space, so Guide Dogs obviously is very much within the visual impairment community. So for those charities who are perhaps not necessarily connected with lived experience in quite the same way, it's probably much more of an eye-opener about what they could do, what was actually achievable. So I think many people have gone away having listened to two of the volunteers who came to speak with us with lived experience about their experiences. They're going to be taking that away and saying, OK, what could we do more? Have we been prejudging people based on how we perceive them to be as a person with additional needs, as opposed to recognise them as a person with skills and talent? So I think that would be one of the really big takeaways that we would see from today.
As a charity that isn't specifically focused on a disability or a medical condition, of course, we've been really keen to be at the forefront of the work, because there are so many charities that could welcome so many more people. I was really struck by one of the volunteers, Jake, who talked about the fact that he supports this radio channel, and that he realised himself that he was limiting his engagement with the world because of his, you know, visual impairment. But coming to the radio and being able to be part of a bigger organisation and get out and talk with his voice about what it's like to be visually impaired, but then also to be doing what he is very talented at, which is as a DJ, jazz music and everything else, it was a perfect combination of win-win. So, you know, he was getting a lot out of it, but so were the people that you know, RNIB support and the wider community. And he was learning skills for work and everything else. So this idea of volunteering your talent is a really important thing. It's a different gateway in, whereby you come in as an equal, and it's actually for the receiving environments to make sure that we're set up in the right way to be able to welcome people from all different backgrounds with all different disabilities.
And looking at the state of volunteering at the moment, regards to, you know, how accessible and inclusive volunteering is, can we get your thoughts on the state of volunteering currently? Andrew, let's start with you.
It's an area that's, I'm trying to think, if you had it as your school report card, would be showing improvement, but still some way to go yet. And I think that's probably quite true. As people become much more aware about how they could be more inclusive in what they do. They are, I think as a sector, we're very much leaning towards the charities that are already active in this space with disability to look at how can we be more inclusive. And others are willing to learn. So I think there's that willingness to move forward, but we've still got quite a way to go yet. What was quite good, though, was we're looking at putting a new website up in the next 3 months in advance of Volunteering Week at the beginning of June, where it's going to be called shapingvolunteering.org.uk. But from first principles, it's going to be accessible by design. And I think that's the attitude and behaviours that we're seeing more and more prevalent within the charity sector, that they realise that what we should be doing should be inclusive for all, because everybody's got something that they can offer.
I think pre-COVID, I think the UK had got quite complacent about volunteering, and volunteering, probably only about 30% of the population could see themselves reflected in volunteering opportunities or something that would be for them. Whereas actually during the pandemic, we saw a mass uprising of ordinary people in local communities everywhere stepping forward to have a go, give their time, support each other. And if you like, that's partly why Shaping exists, is it's to keep that momentum. It's to keep finding ways to encourage people from all backgrounds to be able to step into volunteering, both in terms of a flexible offer, you know, turn up to a one-off event once a year, right the way through to perhaps being, you know, on the helpline of Childline or training puppies, you know, for Andrew's organisation, or working in Home from Hospital for Royal Voluntary Service. We're trying to create a much broader spectrum of offers that suits the way in which people live their lives. And obviously being more inclusive should just be part of the design, so that people with disabilities or any other reasons why they think they may not be able to volunteer are removed universally.
And finally, to finish off, what would be your message to encourage people to look into volunteering? Andrew, let's come to you.
Oh, just do it, I think is the phrase we'd use. It's if you've got an interest, whether it be from anything from, I know you've got an interest in canals to wildlife to disabilities to caring for others, whatever it is that is your passion in yourself, just go online and find a charity that you might be interested in, and just go for it. Just don't let anything hold you back, because your skills and talent will be so welcomed by anyone who you approach, I assure you.
Yeah, and I'd say just be that little bit courageous, because sometimes it's about taking that first step. And it's okay to have a few goes with different organisations, you know, either very tiny local organisations or bigger ones like, you know, Guide Dogs or Royal Voluntary Service, because actually what you want to do is, I always say, you want to find your tribe. You want to find the place where you feel like you belong, or the multiple places. So as Andrew said, it's really important to think about, you know, what excites you. It doesn't matter what it is, there will be something out there for you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Andrew Lennox, CEO at Guide Dogs, and Catherine Johnston, Chief Executive at the Royal Voluntary Service, co-chairs of the Shaping the Future with Volunteering Group. Thank you very much both for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.